Reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman went down and plunged into the Jordan 7 times at the word of Elijah, the man of God. His flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean of his leprosy. Naaman returned with his whole retinue to the man of God. On his arrival, he stood before Elijah and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Please accept a gift from your servant." Elisha replied, "As the Lord lives whom I serve, I will not take it." And despite Naaman's urging, he still refused. Naaman said, "If you will not accept, please let me, your servant, have 2 mule loads of earth, for I will no longer offer holocaust or sacrifice to any other god except to the Lord." The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Such is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of chains like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. Naaman said to Elisha, "Now I know there is no God in all the earth." Generosity. Our first reading today kind of presents an interesting situation of a man who had leprosy, Naaman. He was the commander of the army for the king of Aram. Problem he had was that he had leprosy, and I think I had mentioned in a homily how the leprosy was a terrible affliction, and not only that, but you had to keep your distance from the people who did not have it. Matter of fact, you would even have to say it was obligatory by one who had leprosy to warn people not to get too close. So Naaman had to keep his distance from people, and he longed to be cured. But it was the intervention of a girl, an Israelite girl, who was held captive, was taken as a slave for the queen of Aram. And she said if only he would go to Elisha in Israel, he might be made clean. Naaman then goes, and then we get to our passage for today. Now, it is interesting that Naaman makes this journey. He would like to meet Elisha, but Elisha says, go to the river and bathe 7 times. I'm sure that did not make him happy to make this travel just to be told, go down to the river and bathe. But he did. And after the 7th time, he was made whole and clean. It was not only important to be healed from leprosy, but it's also now you could associate with people and be close to them and not tell them to keep your distance. But now he was able to be near people. Being made whole was important to him. And we heard what he wanted to do. He wanted to give Elisha some gift. But Elisha said, no, this was a favor from God. God looked kindly upon you. You give your gift to God. He said at the very end, he said, please, I take some soil. I know this is holy ground, for I know there's no other God than God alone and the God of Israel and the God who he would now follow. Naaman had shown his generosity. In return, he thanked God for hearing his prayer and making him whole once again and being able to be close to people whom he loved and commanded. This week in here at Holy Family Parish, we're announcing the Diocesan Capital Campaign. Each parish is undergoing this part of the campaign that's going to be held throughout the diocese. Bishop Callahan wanted to do this campaign several years ago, but because of COVID, he had to delay it, but now we're undergoing this campaign. We're in phase 1 of the campaign. The first phase was a pilot project that was done with several parishes and had done very well. So we're in the second phase, and there's 2 more phases yet that will have the other parishes. The overall goal of the diocese is $40 million. And according to the formula that was used here at Holy Family, our goal is $580,000. I'm happy to say that as of yesterday, we have reached so far 46.8% of our target amount, or $271,440. And this just comes from 13 envelope holders. So we're almost halfway achieving our goal already. And now we'd like to go to every single envelope holder to the parish family. The money that is collected, and for all of, if we reach our target amount here, the $580,000, 35% goes to the diocese and 65% comes here to the parish. The 35%, what the diocese is doing is covering the annual appeal for this year and then also to do necessary work that needs to be done at the Diocesan Center, the former Holy Cross Seminary. And the remainder then to establish a foundation for the diocese. For our 65%, I targeted our two churches. So it's $377,000. Here at St. John's, the critical need is to put in a new furnace. Also to do tuck pointing to the outside of the building and to take care of the leaks in various parts of the building, especially in the back corner to your left-hand side. At St. Gabriel's, to do some of the stonework that is deteriorating, to do the work around the windows on the south side of the church, and either repair or replace the external doors. There are many other needs besides, and the good thing is this, if we reach and exceed our target amount, then 80% of what we go over will come back to us, and 20% will go to the diocese. I'm calling on your generosity, and if you would do so, to please give, to make a commitment in the form of a pledge. $45 per month for 5 years, over and above what you give already. We have tremendous needs here of our physical plan to take care of things that need to be done. There are many others besides, but at least this is a beginning. You will get more information soon, either this week or next week. You will receive a brochure from the diocese. But what I ask of you today is this, is your tithing to give of yourself in the form of volunteering. At the end of the pews are volunteer cards. What I'm asking is if you are so inclined and can help us is to help to make sure that we help do some of the work that needs to be done in order to raise the money that we would like to raise. You will find on this card, but also a pencil or a pen. I'd ask at this time, if you're so inclined to help volunteer, to please complete the card at this moment. You will also find in the pews there are also prayer cards. So I'm going to stop talking, if you can imagine, and I'm going to give you 2 minutes to complete this card. At offertory time, when you give your offering to support the parish, I'd also ask you then to turn in the card as well. So if you would please do that at this moment. Thank you at this time for your listening to our announcement regarding the Diocesan Capital Campaign. Thank you for volunteering to help us to make sure we want to exceed our target amount, which would be a blessing for our parish and for the diocese. For those of you who will volunteer and are volunteering, I hope to know by sometime this week the date and the time and will the meeting will be to instruct the volunteers on what to do. We'll contact you as soon as possible to let you know. So thank you so much, and God bless you.